你问我答。
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答节目。I'm Lee, and I'm hoping Rob can join us.
Oh, hi Lee. Oh, sorry, I see you've started already.
Yes, I've been sitting here for over half an hour waiting for you. Where have you been?
What do you mean? You said to meet at 2:50.
No, I said 2:50.
Yes, 2:50. 3:10. And I'm on time.
No, 2:50, a quarter past two.
You mean 2:15.
2:15. Oh, I see. I didn't pronounce it properly, did I?
Oh, well, not to worry. I'm here now. And I see that you've had an email about this very problem. Let's listen to this question from Yvonne Chan.
I have a question about the pronunciation of English numbers.Such as 13 and 30, 14 and 40, 15 and 50. How to pronounce the numbers that will make myself understand by others?
Yvonne Chan 也碰到了类似的问题，她想让我们解释和示范某些英语数字的发音。So Yvonne has a similar problem. How do you pronounce English numbers that sound the same or similar?
Well,The stress on the words is very important. Otherwise, you can cause confusion.
单词的重音非常重要。But which numbers usually get mixed up then?
As Yvonne says, numbers in the teens. So 13, 14, 15, and so on can be confused with multiples of 10 ending in a zero. So 20, 30, 40, for example.
I said we should meet at 2:50 when I actually meant to say 2:15. 我想说的是我们在2点15分见面，可是我实际上说的呢却是2点50分。
That's right. As you didn't pronounce it correctly, I turned up at a different time.
I see. 我发音错了，结果呢 Rob 抵达的时间也跟着错了。由此可见，正确的发音是多么重要。
So it can cause particular problems if, for example, you're talking about the time or about money.
So it could cause problems if I ask to borrow some money?
Well, let's try it. I'm writing down the number 1:5. Right, here comes Jen. Ask her if you can borrow that amount in pounds.
Okay. Hey, Jen, can I borrow 50 pounds?
50 pounds? You must be joking. No way. I'm not made of money.
Wait. Lee, try again. This is a teen number, so you need to pronounce the N stress at the end of the word.
英语中的13到19一定要把重音呢放在最后。其中的元音是 E. Rob, what I meant to say was, can I borrow 15 pounds?
Oh, 15 pounds. Well, that seems a bit more reasonable, I suppose. Hang on, let me check my pockets.
Whilst Jen is hunting around for some money, let's practice the pronunciation 15 and 50.
Okay. 15, 50.
And let's count up from 12. Again, don't forget to stress the N sound at the end of the word.
13.
14.
15.
16.
17
18
19
Great. Now let's hear the tens. These numbers end with the sound T, so there's no N sound at the end. Off you go.
20, 30, 40, 50 and 60.
Excellent. Here are some more examples.
The Uruguay football team won the World Cup for the second time in 1950.
Hello, I'd like to host a party in your restaurant. I'll be inviting 16 guests.
你问我答。
So you need to be careful about the stress on the words.
Absolutely. So Yvonne needs to practice her pronunciation and make sure she stresses either the teen or T endings.
That's really useful.
Okay, Lee, here's a £10 note plus £5 coins. That makes...
£15.
Yes, that's right. Don't forget, if you have a problem in English you'd like to ask us about, please do send us a question.
是的，如果你也有英语学习上的问题呢，请给我们发电子邮件。我们的邮箱是 questions china@bbc.co.uk.
We look forward to hearing from you. Bye. Now, come on, Lee. With that money, let's go for some lunch.
Yes, let's go. Bye.
Hey, when can I expect my money back?